You're listening to a download from North Sound 2. Listen again.
Hello again, and very good morning to you. Welcome to the programme. Lots for us to talk about this morning. So remember, get your calls in early. Aberdeen 40 10 35. Now, you will know that more than 15,000 people have viewed the designs to put, which have been put forward for Union Terrace Gardens in Aberdeen. Were you one of them? If so, call me on Aberdeen 40 10 35 and let me know what you thought of the exhibition and if you've changed your mind. I'd like to hear from you. The Scottish Government say that they're prepared to lend £70 million for the project, but only if the citizens of Aberdeen do want the change. Councillor Kevin Stewart, he's also an MSP, of course, has called for a referendum on the issue. And that, we're told, will cost £250,000. Is that too expensive? Or should we go ahead with it? What else have we got to talk about? Oh, yeah. This is coming, remember, at a time when education chiefs are warning us that primary and secondary schools in the city will close as part of another raft of cost-cutting measures. This time, £36 million has to be saved over the next 5 years. Now, there's also been quite a furore over inmates of Craiginch's and Peterhead prisons having been given the works, so to speak, for Christmas dinner last year. Turkey trimmings and everything that you can think about in a Christmas dinner. They also had a special celebratory sirloin steak dinner to mark the royal wedding earlier this year. Now, are we getting too upset about this, or is there any reason for prisoners not to receive such meals? Several topics there for you to discuss this morning. Give me a call on Aberdeen 40 10 35 and see if we can get things underway. I'll tell you what I need to get underway, and that's the computer. Which I can't see, but we'll get it with you. We have a call coming in.
Let's go to Norman on line one, and I'll try and fix your computer for you.
See, Grant's a technical guy here. Good morning, Norman.
Good morning, Frank. How are you this morning?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good.
What's on your mind?
Right, we're all talking about Union Terrace and gardens, etc. We're in the middle of the worst recession that this world has known since the 1930s.
Yeah.
What are we even talking about, spending this money on Union Terrace Gardens? This money should be spent on hospital wards, etc., where people are. I recently had to go to physiotherapy at Woman Hill Hospital. I couldn't believe the state of the building. The windows were broken, etc. Yeah. What are we spending all this money raising Union Terrace Gardens when we've got huge waiting lists for hospitals, etc.? Let's spend it on something that's going to benefit needy people, people who are not well, instead of creating something that is not necessary. Money at this time, when money is so tight, should be spent on things that are necessary, not on things that are unnecessary.
Norman, I think that the viewpoint will resonate right across the area with lots of people who, as we know, have lost their services. Those people from the social side of things,
yeah,
have lost out on services. The thing that gets me about many of these schemes over the years is that, to use their term, many of them the money has been ring fenced, and that means that, you know, they're only for these projects. I think you've got a point there. We're just going over the top with this.
I just want to go back to the Western Peripheral route as well. That money has been ring fenced. It was just stated last week that the money is there. So Mr. Walton, I know he's going to court in December, and that money is ring fenced for that road. But something as Mr. Walton wants, he doesn't want the Western Peripheral route to go ahead.
Yeah.
If the people don't want the Union Terrace Gardens, unring fence it. There's not such a thing as money is tied up for such a reason. Unring fence it.
Tell me something. Have you been down to see the exhibition?
No, I didn't bother.
Yeah.
I didn't bother. I thought to myself, this is just another waste of time, so I didn't bother going down to it. It's impossible to get parked in Aberdeen at any rate, and I wasn't going to walk for miles.
You've made an interesting point. A key point in all of this, I think, is
ring fence money. What are they talking about in these days of, you know, where people are losing their jobs, etc., that they can't afford to run cars?
Well, the thing that I found really unusual was that the Scottish Government came out and said, we would be prepared, if the people of Aberdeen want this, we'd be prepared to give you or lend you £70 million.
You know where they're getting the money from, Frank?
Where?
Giving free prescriptions to multimillionaires, and everyone's getting free prescriptions. You don't have to cross the Forth Road to pay a toll, to cross any bridge or anything. Now, that's where they're getting the money from.
Yeah, yeah.
If you see what I mean, I'm being very sarcastic, but that's where they're getting the money from.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you've got the programme off to a really good start.
Right.
Is there anyone out there, Norman, thanks very much for your call.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Is there anyone out there who would agree with Norman there and say that this is an unnecessary step because we don't have the money? Let's go and ask Dave. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Frank.
How are you today?
Not the one at all, yourself?
I'm fine, thank you. This seems to be the current theme week after week, doesn't it? Union Terrace Gardens. But the point is, I'm raising it again this week, because the designs have been on show and 15,000 people have been to see them. Don't know if you were one of them, were you?
No, I wasn't.
And the other thing is that we've got £36 million worth of cuts, more cuts, coming in the next 5 years. What's your thoughts on that?
Total ridicule, Frank. The vast majority of people I've spoken to, then I went to. I didn't live in Aberdeen anymore, by the way, but I'm an Aberdonian through to heart.
Well, where are you?
I'm up near Peterhead.
Right, okay.
But there's a vast majority of people that I've spoken to just think it's total nonsense. By all means, tidy up the gardens, improve access a wee bit for disabled people and mums with buggies and the likes of that.
But what do you say to the argument, Dave, that this will create a new vibrancy for Aberdeen?
Well, I just can't see why, Frank, because Aberdeen's, when you walk through the centre of Aberdeen, it's a tired-looking old city. They need to completely freshen up Union Street, get the building owners to tidy up the buildings, get them cleaned up, get the windows clean, looking nice, and get the trees out the chimneys and the gutters. That's going to be a lot better for Union Street than tidying up Union Terrace Gardens, believe me.
Yeah.
But I got straight for the horse's mouth a couple of months ago. It was a chap that I met who was actually a member of the council in Aberdeen.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, at the time I was talking about Marshall College, and I said, it's bloody ridiculous, you know, that the people of Aberdeen are having to pay for this headquarters for you guys. And he says, well, don't blame me. He says, this is how I think the people that went their name in history. He says, it was the same with the guys that okayed the building or the actual council offices at the time, back in the 60s. It was a brilliant modern building, and I got my name on this because I okayed getting it built. And this is all what it's all about, a lot with the council, is these high up guys that, I'll get my name in history for doing this, you know. It's the people at Aberdeen's what to live with it. Generations to come, far are we going to ever pay back the money for 70 odd million for the gardens?
Yeah, well, that's the potential for this TIF scheme, which is a tax incremental funding scheme, where the business rates in Aberdeen will increase to pay for the money that's borrowed. That's the idea, anyway.
Yeah, and scare away the businesses that already are in Aberdeen. That's a very good idea.
Yeah, that's a thought, isn't it? Yeah.
I mean, come on, the oil companies are feeling the squeeze. Everybody bitches about the money they make. They take a lot of risks. I've no sympathy for oil companies, don't get me wrong, but they take a lot of risks. They risk a lot of money to deep sea exploration and all the rest. They take a lot of risk to make their profits. And, I mean, don't get me wrong, they've all got headquarters in London. It'd be quite easily for them to say, bye-bye, Aberdeen, we're moving back to London.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure London would welcome them back with open arms.
Okay, Dave, you've opened up a can of worms there.
That's
good to hear from you.
Good, nice to speak to you again.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Let's hear your thoughts. We've heard from two people who are not fully behind, not at all behind, the Union Terrace Garden scheme. Let's go to Evelyn, who is waiting for us.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Yes, I'm fine.
Good. What do you say about all of this?
About Union Terrace Gardens, right? Could you tell me, I mean, you say there's 15,000 people went to see the exhibition, or the plan,
yes,
for Union Terrace Gardens.
Uh-huh.
How many voted no for the plans? I mean, the last, I mean, there was so many, 55% voted no and 45%
yeah,
voted yes.
Roughly. It was a tiny amount of people. I think I'm right in saying it was only about 1,200 people. I don't know why it was only 1,200 people, but, you know, we still don't know, Evelyn, if there is going to be a referendum on this issue, or whether the council will in fact just go ahead with it. Whether the whole issue of the referendum will be discussed on November the 15th at the next council meeting, and that's going to be an interesting decision. Do you think we should have a referendum?
I think it's actually a waste of money.
Yeah?
Money that they haven't got.
£250,000.
They're trying to make out that we're getting a grant. They really are trying to make out it's going to be a grant for Union Terrace. But it's a loan. And loans is to be paid back. And this council hasn't got the money to pay back a loan.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I was wanting to speak about was, in Hazelhead, we've got in letters asking us if we would like to buy the part of our garden.
Yeah.
No, I was under the impression that the gardens, the Hazelhead, was common good land.
Yeah.
Now, can the council sell off common good land?
Right, let me get this clear. So you live in the Hazelhead area, and there's lots of common land. Is there lots of, like, communal gardens, or what would you call them?
Well, it's common good land.
Right, okay. And the council are asking residents...
We've got a letter in this week asking if we would like to buy the garden as a piece of grass outside the house.
Right.
And they were asking if you would like to buy the garden space.
Yeah.
And it would cost, legal fees for alternate title deeds would be £1,000.
Uh-huh.
And then planning application for change of use, £319. And property inquiry, £90. And the purchase of the ground, depending on the size of the ground, £500 plus.
Right.
Now, that is common good land. I'm sure it is.
Well, listen, some of the councillors, I hope, will be listening to this. Maybe they could clarify that issue for you. Failing that, Evelyn, you should get on to your councillor.
Mm-hmm.
I think you've got four councillors.
Jennifer Stewart.
Yeah. You've got... Is John West?
I mean, if they do sell it and it is common good land...
Yeah.
Does it go back into the Common Good Fund?
Yep, that's
what it should do.
Right, okay, well, there you are. We'll throw that question out for any councillor who can come up and give us a reply on that query by calling us on Aberdeen 40 10 35. Evelyn, thanks very much for your call.
Thank you.
We're going to a break now. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
Welcome back to the programme, and of course we want to hear your views. This programme is all about you, dear listener. We need to hear your views on any of the issues of the day, whether it's on the Union Terrace Gardens thing, which is going to run and run and run, I'm sure, or whether it's over the news in the last few days that we're told that there's still £36 million worth of cuts to come with Aberdeen City Council, and that the vast majority of those cuts will come in education, and what that will mean will be the closure of, I think they're talking about the potential closure of 5 primary schools and 2 secondary schools. What do you think about that? Are we going down the wrong route by cutting education? Give me a call on Aberdeen 40 10 35, and I think I might mention to you that we were just told this morning the very sad news that Jim Munro, and regular listeners to this programme will know Jim. He was from Balmeddy. He used to phone in virtually every other week with his views, and he was a great, great character. And sadly, I have to tell you that poor Jim passed away recently. So there we are. That's some sad news on the programme as we wait for your calls to come in. And it's, you know, it's one of these things, you get to know people on the phone, you become kind of friends with them because they're regular listeners and they're regular contributors to the show. And it's always sad when something like this happens. Now, the same applies to all of you listening to this in terms of you are friends of this programme. Don't feel shy. The number of people I talk to in the street when I'm going around Aberdeen who say they listen to the programme, but they're too shy to phone in with their viewpoint. Well, don't be, because it's all about sharing views. We might not all agree with your view, but at least it's good. And in fact, it's virtually the only forum, at least on broadcast medium, where you can get your views heard. And believe you me, they are heard, because we know that elected members on Aberdeen City Council and Aberdeenshire City Council, we mustn't forget the people of Aberdeenshire, because I like to hear more and more from them. We know that the elected members listen to the programme, if for nothing else, to hear what the people are saying on the ground. It's important for them to hear what people are talking about. Right, let's talk to Brian Reid. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Frank.
How are you today?
I'm fine. Yourself?
I'm excellent. It's good to hear from you. What's on your mind this morning?
Just the first bus's policy on the two buggy system that they operate at the moment.
Right. What they first, do they allow two?
Yeah.
Do they? Okay.
Yeah. But no more.
Right.
And it's just in the past couple of days, you know, it's been Greek weather, it's been raining and everything. Mm-hmm. I've seen two buggies on a bus that the woman left at a bus stop. And I think in this day and age of technology, Frank, it could do something to allow more than two buggies on a bus.
I agree.
And they have a woman and a child standing at a bus stop in adverse weather conditions, whether it be freezing cold or pouring rain, digging a snow. You can't problem yourself, Frank.
You're absolutely right. I've witnessed it myself on the bus and watched watched a young mum and her kid in the driving rain.
Yeah.
Been turned away because there are already two buggies and there's actually plenty of
them. And some of the 70 million in this. Convert the back of a bendy bus. Use it for mother and kids. But use the same policy they use now on the front of the bus. Whereas you can sit there until a buggy comes on. Once a buggy comes on, you move.
Do you know something? That is a very good idea. Just have a bendy bus with a rear of it.
Converted into for women. Yeah. You can sit there. The public can sit there. Until such time as a buggy comes on.
That's a good idea. And, I mean, I hate these bendy buses.
Because in this day and age, Frank, for somebody to be left at a bus stop, let's be a woman, for we take for granted, Frank, in the morning, let's get up, we'll get a bus at the tomb, we'll be a bit shopping.
Sure.
This woman must be getting herself and her baby ready and wondering, I wonder if I'll go on a bus.
I know.
Or will I have to wait half an hour for the next one?
I know, it's shocking.
It's unacceptable.
It is unacceptable.
Use some of the 70 million for that.
Yep.
No, right, the loan.
But,
plus, another thing, Frank.
Yeah, okay.
Like, how many people are killed in our roads in the winter?
Uh-huh.
Right?
Too many.
No, too many, because of the state of the road.
Yeah.
Now, for a lot of people, they realise that salt is ineffective below -7.
Yeah.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
So let's find an anti-freezing agent that we could put in Tarmacadam before it's laid. Spend the 70 million in it. Let's save some lives here during the winter. Because people being out in the road, especially out in the sticks, kind of like a boy that's got to travel in Aberdeen every day.
Yeah.
Right, sort of thing, in the roads. Because -7 is at least possible there. Maybe not in the city here.
Yeah.
But outlying areas.
Sure.
But there's no buildings that release heat at night.
Yes, yes.
Right, okay. So,
Brian,
let's do something with the money.
Brian, I like these ideas. That's another good one. Listen, thanks for calling. Keep in touch with the programme. It's good to hear from you.
Yeah, thanks. No problem.
Thank you. Right, there you are. Let's hear what you think about that. In fact, Linda's waiting, but before we speak to Linda, because that's another topic, let's speak to Rona, because she's been listening to Brian. Rona, what do you think?
Well,
good morning.
Good morning, Frank. Hi. I've phoned once before.
Yes.
I would like to tell you how I was treated with my carer when I was in my wheelchair on the bus. On the bus.
I remember that.
The driver didn't even help my carer to take the front of the bus down so I could get my wheelchair in.
Yeah.
And she struggled, and it was another gentleman that helped us. And then the driver stood up. I should have said something before, but I just left it.
You know something? There's a danger in saying something. I was on the bus once when a young girl came on and asked, in a perfectly civil tone, asked a question. I can't remember what. I was near enough to hear. And the driver, in my view, deliberately took offence to what she asked or the way she asked it. And he refused to let her on the bus.
Well,
And so, you know, I guess you've got to watch how you say things to people. But what happened? So did you get on that bus?
Eventually, a gentleman helped us on. Yes,
yeah.
He did.
It's not good enough, is it?
No, it's not, because it's the only way I can get out.
Yeah.
If Makira takes me in the wheelchair.
Right. And have you ever experienced, Rona, something whereby you've come to go on a bus and you haven't been allowed on the bus? Or is that
been
okay?
I have.
Have you?
Because there's been a buggy there. Yes.
My goodness me. And so you've had to sit in your wheelchair at the bus stop to wait for the next one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you made any representations? I'll tell you who would be interested in all of this. Councillor Kevin Stewart is now MSP for Aberdeen Central. And he, I know, is compiling a kind of dossier, if you like, on First Bus. He would like to try and effect improvements in the bus service all round. He would be interested to hear from you.
Oh, yeah, okay.
So I think you should, you know what I do? You should get your carer, or you should do it, to draft a letter and send it to Councillor Kevin Stewart.
Kevin Stewart?
Kevin Stewart, he's the man. And Kevin, have you got access to the internet, by the way?
Makira can do it for me.
Right, well, if she goes onto the Scottish Parliament site and types in Kevin Stewart MSP, she will give... In fact, I'll tell you what, you don't have a pen ready handy, do you?
I have, actually.
Have you? Right, yes. Here you are. I'll give you... you could write to him, or you can email. Here's an email address. Let me find it. Where is his email address? Contact details. Just looking them up for you.
It's okay.
Rona, here we go. Right, it's... if we click on, on there, Grant, Kevin Stewart, there. Sorry for the delay. Here we are.
Okay.
It's Kevin.Stewart, and that's E-W-A-R-T, .MSP at Scottish dot Parliament. .UK. Okay, and we could give you a phone number.
Yeah.
The phone number is 0131
348 6382. Thank you so much.
Okay, Rona, good luck with that. Let's know how you get on.
I will.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Right then, let's go and talk to Linda. Linda, thanks for waiting.
That's okay.
Okay. Union Terrace Gardens.
Oh, yeah. I'm very against it.
Are you? Why? Have you been down to see the exhibition?
Yes, I went down. I was actually one of those standing outside against it with placards.
Were you? Okay.
Yeah. And a lot of people were saying, is there another option beside that six? And I says, no, the council won't give us that option. So we had vote option seven,
mm-hmm.
on the placards, and people were going around writing on the cards, "We want option 7. There was quite a lot of them that did it.
Right.
Well, quite a lot of them were coming up, shaking their heads, saying, "No, no, I don't want it."
Okay. Listen, let's give me an idea from just this is just an idea, of course, from your thinking. What kind of percentage of people do you think, have you derived from your chats with people who are coming out, who would be against it?
I'm not sure about the percentage, but most of the people that we spoke to were against it. I mean, a very, very lot of them. They were coming out and saying, "No." I says, "What did you do? We voted for option 7, or we didn't. We told them we don't like any of them."
But listen, surely, Linda, you agree that in their present form, the gardens are not great, are they?
Because the council's let them run down for years.
Well, what's run down about them?
Well, the toilets are closed have been closed for years.
Yeah.
And they were one of the best toilets ever going. I mean, they were they were old, they were clean.
Yeah.
When I was younger, you could go in there and pay some money to have a wash. If you'd been, you know, travelling on a train up to Aberdeen and you wanted to have a wash down, you could go and ask the lady for a towel and some soap, and you could go in a cubicle and have a wash.
Sure.
That was stopped.
That's all gone. That's been gone for years, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm registered disabled. I've got a mobility car. I can still get into the gardens if the council leaves the gates open at the bottom, you know, behind the theatre.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I looked at the plans, and the majority, there's only one that I thought, when I saw the paper ones, the ones in the newspaper, I thought, 3 and 4 looks okay. But when I went to see the plans in the place, the only one that I would have preferred, if we're going to be pushed into this, is number 2.
That seems to be the favourite.
And they still have that stairs up at the end where His Majesty's Theatre is. There's still stairs there. But the stairs at Union Street end have been made into a path. Well, why can't they do that now?
Yes.
You know, open up the toilets if they have to, or move toilets. But, I mean, everybody pays for going to toilets nowadays. You go up to Bankery, you pay 20 pence.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that here?
All right, there you are then. There's a call from Linda to keep the gardens, spruce them up a bit, I guess, that's what you're saying, but leave them basically as they are.
Yes, that's what most people in Aberdeen want.
Okay. We shall see. I'm looking forward to whether... Should there be a referendum on this?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Even at
£250,000?
Sorry?
Even at £250,000, which we can't afford?
Well, look at the money they've wasted already, so what's another £250,000?
Okay.
It's our council tax money they're probably wasting anyhow. I don't know, but I pay my council tax every week without fail.
I think it probably is.
Yeah. So I don't mind if they leave the gardens as it is and just do something with them. Do them nice. But we had a run-in with Stuartie Mill last week.
Oh, did
Friends
you?
Of Union. Oh, yeah, he came out
and
he started speaking to us and he called us all narrow-minded.
All right, OK.
And he said, "I put a lot of money into Aberdeen," and I just looked at him. Yeah. And he said, "The developers are putting a lot of money in." I says, "Well, how much are you putting in?" But he never answered.
Yeah.
I says, "Okay, well, tell me, how much are you getting out of it?" And he still wouldn't answer me.
No. Well, interesting questions. Listen, thanks for calling in. Good
That's
to hear
okay.
from you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Right, let's hear your views on anything that's on your mind. Raymond's waiting. Raymond, we've got to go for a break, but don't go away. We'll be back after this.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
Welcome back. Yes, remember, that's the number 401035, last 20 minutes or so of the programme. Get your calls in now. Incidentally, before we talk to Raymond, somebody has called in saying, with regards to buggies on buses, why don't the mums fold down the buggies as they used to? And that means that we get more people with buggies on the bus. I don't know what the ruling is on that. Somebody might be able to tell me about the buggies on the buses. I gather you're allowed a maximum of 2, but if you folded them down, would that not make things easier? I don't know. Let me know. 401035. Let's speak to Raymond. Good morning, Raymond.
Good morning, Frank.
How are you today?
I'm quite well, actually.
Are you? Good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yes.
School closures.
Yeah, well, what it is that I'm thinking about is you've got school closures, and I read your article in the paper the other night about people can't they don't pronounce letter T and H is together.
Yeah.
And things like that. Well, I mean, know exactly what you mean.
Yeah.
Well, what really annoys me is you get somebody who will say, oh, he's answering. Sorry, you messed up a single letter there.
Yeah.
It's not answering. It's phantom.
Yeah.
You've got something like, I need help.
Yeah.
Sorry, you messed a bit there again. And so they've got to close schools.
Yes.
And people are going about saying things like that. I mean, I've actually heard people saying, instead of ask, is I asked him.
I've heard that too, yeah. Do you know what I blame, Raymond? EastEnders.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Well, no, seriously. You've got, or things like that, you've got kids growing up and they're watching programmes like that where just about everybody, well, to be honest with you, I'm not an EastEnders watcher, but I have seen it. And you've got people who can't pronounce T and H together because they have it as an F. So you get North and South. And that's,
oh, yeah,
North and South. And also, have you noticed how many people can't say H? They've got to say H.
H,
yeah,
right.
Right. And
I think
that's predominantly, now I'm not going to get into a kind of country thing here, but predominantly people in England who say H, in my experience. Right, so that's where I'm coming from.
Yeah, when I was at school, we had to talk. It wasn't Aberdonian.
Yeah.
You had to talk. I mean, don't get me wrong. I still fall back into Aberdonian talk.
Yeah.
It was strict. But I was taught at school to talk properly.
Yeah.
Right. I had a slight accident.
Uh-huh.
Well, it was an accident. It was there.
An illness?
An illness.
Okay.
I had to get a lot of things done to my
face
and mouth. Anyway, I had to go to a speech therapist.
Uh-huh.
Right? And it took me, well, I say 3 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I am still, I've got to slow down and I talk.
Yeah.
And I can say H, I can say halt.
Yeah.
Hold.
Yeah.
And if I can do that, twice I've been taught to talk.
Well, I'm disappointed. I said in my column, you know, are there teachers out there? Maybe there are teachers listening this morning. Can they call me and tell me why we're hearing kids in Aberdeen and the surrounding areas and elsewhere who can't pronounce T and H together and they can't say H, they have to say H. So can we find a teacher out there who will call in the programme and maybe we'll get an answer to your question there, Raymond?
Okay. Good. Just one little thing.
Yes, fire away.
It won't make a difference if they have a referendum and the Union Terrace Gardens.
Why?
Because they've all agreed to what they're doing now anyway.
Yeah.
It won't make a sight difference.
Well,
the council of the road, they're like little hippos.
Yeah, well, there's been a call for a referendum. Whether that, I think that's going to be a great question, a big question on November the 15th at the council meeting. Will they rubber stamp a referendum? You could be right. They might say no referendum.
No, not a chance.
And go with it. Okay.
Even if they did, they'd still turn around and say, well, we're doing it anyway.
Yeah, yeah. We'll see. Okay, Raymond.
Okay, thanks.
Thank
you.
Thanks
a lot. Bye
then. Bye. See, we've got lots of good points this morning, haven't we? And on all a range of issues this morning. Education, the cuts, Union Terrace Gardens, that's going to go on for ages and ages. I wonder if I'll be sitting here next year asking you these same questions about Union Terrace Gardens. Actually, I suppose the question is, I wonder if we'll be sitting here next year. Give me a call on Aberdeen 40 10 35 5, I said, 10 35, because we would like to hear your views. Guess what, Brian? Brian is, no, he's trying to get through again, right? But he's not through yet. Maybe we could get him through. We'll see. But we would like to hear from you. We'd like to hear all different kinds of opinions and all different voices from the city and Aberdeenshire. I refuse to say city and shire. I've never referred to as the county a shire. I know that's the kind of modern thing, but there you are. Do you refer to the county, to Aberdeenshire, as the shire? Or is that an English term? Let's hear what you're thinking. Aberdeen 40, 10, 35. I think it's alarming, we could say the least, that that more cuts are on the way. I think we expected them. I'll tell you what's alarming, as far as I can see, is the fact that the vast majority of these cuts are going to come from the education budget. Not only will that mean school closures, it will mean an increase in class numbers. And this at a time, remember, when the SNP government had promised us that class sizes were going to be reduced. And now we're talking about increasing class sizes up to 33 pupils. Are you a parent who is concerned about this? Or are you a teacher who is concerned about this? I'd like to hear from you. Aberdeen 40, 10, 35. Is the number. I actually, we had hoped, well, I mean, the natural thing would have been to get the EIS spokesman, that's the teaching union spokesman, on today, but I saw Grant Bruce was quoted as saying that he would rather study the plan in greater detail before he made a comment. So maybe by this time next week, he'll be available and ready to come on the programme. Let's go and talk to Joanna. Joanna.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? I'm very well.
Good.
What's your thinking this morning?
Well, I could talk about what you've already been talking about, but there's two things that I wanted to mention to you. One was on your page on Wednesday about the prisoners getting very well fed last Christmas and on the day of the royal wedding.
Yeah.
Apparently it was all £2 per day per prisoner.
Yes, yes.
I don't know how that happened.
Well, my point was that was the thing that got me about this whole story. Just to let me tell the listeners about this, there was a great hoo-ha when it was discovered that prisoners were given the full works for Christmas dinner last year. Guess they'll get the same again. And they had this sirloin steak dinner. But the thing that got me about this story was that it was all contained within the Scottish Prison Service budget of £2 per prisoner per day for food. And that's what you're on about. How is that done?
That's what I'd love to know.
Yeah.
I'm a lone parent.
I can't believe it.
I would love to know.
It's fantastic. I mean, and when you think, Joanna, about all the elderly people, the people who are on benefits, the unemployed and so on, who are struggling.
Even people that are working, it's not easy.
Oh, even people, you're absolutely right.
If I ever buy salmon, it's from the reduced items section in the supermarket.
I know, how can they do it? I think we should be told. I think the Scottish Prison Service have got some kind of great Albert Einstein in a dungeon somewhere who comes up with these schemes.
And the other thing that I wanted to mention as well to Aberdeen folk is I'm totally outraged by the play park there at Henry Park in Sheddixley. It was torched through the week.
Oh, I saw that.
And it really, that honestly, you've no idea how much that annoys me, because the local community had done heaps of fundraising to get that park to where it was.
Yeah.
And it was a fabulous park, and it's absolutely out of use now. And absolutely, just mindless vandalism. And I'm a volunteer with Shmoo Radio, and I phoned the youth radio programme yesterday morning and got them talking about it. And they're teenagers, and they were outraged by it.
Yeah, it's shocking.
Totally mindless.
It is.
It's a really selfish act.
Yeah, and you wish you could catch them, don't you?
Oh, gosh, yes.
Okay.
I don't know what I'd do with them. I'd probably end up in prison myself.
Yeah, you would do. Joanna, thanks.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Cheers, Frank.
Bye.
Good show. Bye now.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Listen, we're going to have a break, but Lorraine's waiting. So is Alan. So is Grant. So is Graham. Listen, stay with us, everybody. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
North Sound 2. Listen again.
Yes, indeed it is. The North Sound 2 talking. We've only got about 5 minutes left. Lots of calls still waiting. We have a couple on Union Terrace Gardens, Grant and Councillor Alan Donnelly. We're going to keep them to the end. But let's quickly, Lorraine, would you give us your view quickly and state what's on your mind?
Yes, Frank. I was actually listening to your topic about the children not talking properly and the remark about EastEnders.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think it's got anything to do with soaps whatsoever.
Okay.
It's actually got to do with the person or the people themselves. You go to a doctor, You don't hear a doctor saying prescription. It's a script.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Or meds, not medication.
Yeah.
So where does it all actually start from?
Well, it's maybe lazy talk now. We want to be everything shorter, isn't it?
But I think it's ridiculous.
What? But yeah, it's sort of. What about the? But what about the fact that kids, lots of kids now, don't pronounce th. It's f.
Yes, I've heard that. I've heard that a lot of times.
Yeah.
That when you get into a chemist, you're standing in your chemist waiting for your prescription, as I've always called it.
Yeah.
I meant to pick up my script.
All right, okay.
Or your doctor. What meds do you actually need?
All right.
You know, it's so silly.
Yeah.
And my topic number two is about the buggies on the bus.
Right.
I haven't got a problem with buggies on a bus, Frank. What I have got a problem with is mobility scooters coming on a bus.
Yeah?
Because they've got their way in getting around.
Yeah, I didn't know they were allowed on buses.
Yeah. Mm. My friend and I were on the 23 bus going into town, and there was a girl on the bus with a buggy before we actually went on.
Uh-huh.
We got to Clifton Road, and that girl had to move from the bus to let the mobility scooter on.
Yeah.
No, I just don't think that's fair.
Okay, we're going to have to go, Lorraine.
Okay,
thanks for your call.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Let's speak to Grant on line four, if we can, because he's got some points to make. Good morning, Grant.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. What's on your mind?
People before us, Frank, on their phones.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the cost between 20 and 40 grand, surely they can afford to put in a hands-free
thing, yeah.
I mean, when I was working, all our vans had hand-free devices.
Yeah.
I mean, surely they can't be that expensive. It's ridiculous, but they're never caught.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you see them, you see people all the time.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Like, my other point was, you know, when you're coming up towards Hazelhead, towards the Creme, 50 mile an hour.
Yeah.
I mean, people can't get out or get in, and there's funerals umpteen times
a
day.
Yeah, well, they're all the time, you're right.
I mean, why do they not hear it's 30?
I would have, but
after Hazelhead School or something.
Why don't they have traffic?
Kid?
Be better with traffic lights, wouldn't it?
Something like that. I mean, there's a set there at Hazelhead anyway.
Yeah.
But when you try to get out of there or get in.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's unbelievable.
I know.
Ridiculous.
Okay, thank you very your point, and thanks for hanging on, and keep in touch with the program.
No problem, Frank.
Okay.
All the best.
Thank you.
Ciao.
Bye-bye. Let's talk to Graham and to Councillor Alan Donnelly. Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello.
Good morning. Let's talk to Graham because you have a point to make about Union Terrace Gardens.
Yeah, but we've got time now, Frank, because I have too much to say about it, and we wouldn't do the call justice.
Well, I'll tell you what, I promise that you could come back next week, but come on earlier. But make your point anyway.
Well, I'll go to the nucleus of what I really want to go about. The Scottish Government should have told Aberdeen to forget it, because when we're in so much debt in this city, why bother giving us another loan to make us even worse? Why double it?
Right.
That's just part of what
I want to say. Let's hear what Councillor Alan Donnelly says.
Well, I think we've had 15,000 people in Aberdeen looking at the exhibition at the design, which is positive. All I've heard today is three or four commentators, you know, whinging and complaining. It's not costing Aberdeen a cent in council tax or money.
Yeah.
£50 million was given to us by Sir Ian Wood, and we've taken £400,000 from the trust to his trust. £400,000 that has been spent on this design competition. Now, the Scottish Government's not putting money in either.
We should all stop paying our council tax, then you'll know about it.
The Scottish Government's not putting money in either.
Alan,
it's given us a facility to tax income and finance, get £70 million. Aberdeen puts £140 million a year into the Scottish Government coffers and gets a pittance back. Unlike Edinburgh and Glasgow, Aberdeen's never benefited from any Scottish money. Glasgow had Buchanan Street Gardens, galleries built. Edinburgh has had heaps of millions of pounds for art museums. It's not public money. It's money from Ian Wood. And the criticism about Stuart Mill, my understanding was he had offered in kind part of
You're
the...
You're talking a heap of nonsense, man.
All right, well, hang on a second.
You know, I just really feel we've got 15,000 genuine people who have been looking at the exhibition. Let's see what they are saying,
right,
not 12,000 people
who
have responded to a consultation process.
We've run out of time. Alan, Graham, will you both come back on next week?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
There we are.
Bye-bye.
Fiery end to the programme. Thanks to everybody for taking part this morning. Remember, get your calls in early. It's great to hear from you. I love it every Sunday when I come in here at 11 o'clock and hear the views of the people of Aberdeen and Aberdeenshire. I'll be back at 11 and we'll do it all again next Sunday morning. Goodbye.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound2.com.